我们今天非常的高兴。
We're very excited today.
因为今天是我们教会三十年纪念的日子。
Because today we are celebrating 30th anniversary.
无论呢，你来了三年，可能三十年，这没有问题。
There's no problem whether you've been here 3 years or 30 years.
让我们一同来感谢天父给我们那么好的弟兄姊妹们成为我们的教会一份子。
We need to come together and to praise God that we have brothers and sisters to come together as a family.
今天我有这个荣幸能够来到国语堂跟大家一同思想三十年我们做了什么。
I'm so privileged that today I can share with the Mandarin congregation about what God has done for us in the last 30 years.
我们也要不单单往后面看，我们要往前面看。
Not only will we look back, but we should look forward as well.
30年后，上帝希望我们做什么？
In 30 years, what will God want us to do?
我们用祷告的心来等候，一同来思想，一同来合作。
We'll wait upon the Lord with a prayerful heart that will work together.
这30年来，我说可能一句话能代表我看这30年是怎么样过的。
Maybe I can use one word to summarize the last 30 years.
我觉得30年是一条一条恩典的路。
I consider the last 30 years as a journey of mercy.
这是恩典的路。
The journey of grace.
好，今天我正跟大家一同来思想为什么这是一条恩典的路。
Today we'll share with you why is it a journey of grace.
我请大家在你的记事表找到今天讲到的大纲。
We have the Bible passage and also the outline here.
城北三十周年的感恩。
This is our 30th anniversary Thanksgiving.
这是恩典的路。
The journey of grace.
以弗所书第一章16-18节跟约翰福音10:10。
Ephesians 1:16-18 and John 10:10.
这是恩典的路，怎么样是恩典的路呢？
What is the journey of grace?
这2006年有一个美国的作者叫做 Greg Mortensen。
In 2006, there is an author called Mortensen.
他写了一本书叫做《三杯茶》。
He has written a book called The Three Cups of Tea.
三杯的茶，喝的茶。
Three cups of tea.
他就讲到他是爬这个高山，就是世界第二最高的山，叫做 K2。
He's trying to climb the Mount K2, which is the second tallest mountain.
这个山呢，就是在巴基斯坦跟阿富汗之间在那里的。
So this is situated around Pakistan and Afghanistan.
他讲到，当他从爬了山顶之后下来的时候
，So when he climbed to the top and trying to climb down later,
他迷了路。
He basically lost.
他不知道等他的人在那里。
He could not find the people waiting for him.
所以就迷了路之后，他就找到一个村庄里面。
So when he was lost, he found another village.
他在村庄里呢，他觉得非常的害怕。
But he was very scared.
因为那一区是那个塔利班，这个塔利班所控制的村庄。
Because that village was controlled by Taliban.
他不知道他走到个村庄里面会不会给人杀了，给人害了。
He's not sure whether he'll be murdered in that village.
可是他没有办法，都要到村庄里面求救。
But there is no other way, so he has to go to that village.
祝福他的意外。
Surprisingly,
那个村长出来接待他，保护他。
The chief of the village came out to protect him.
让他感到很大的得到帮助。
So he has received the help.
那么后来他就对这个村长说，他要报答他们。
So at the end he said, I really need to repay you.
因为他看见这个村庄里面没有学校。
He said, there's no school in this village.
特别是女孩子，女的小孩子，都没有学校的。
Especially for the girls, there's no schooling for them.
所以他说，我回去之后，我到美国之后，我要为你们这里一切的村庄来建更多的学校。
So he said, when I came back from America, I will come back and help you build schools.
那我知道这个写这本书这个人，三杯茶的人呢，后来呢就有一点点的困难。
I know that the author of this book later on there's some controversy.
因为这个筹款呢不太清楚，所以搞出好多麻烦出来。
Because the fundraising part wasn't very clear, so there was some controversy.
不过今天我跟大家讲的不是这个人的事。
But today I'm not trying to share the story of this person.
而是那个村长对他说的，我请你人饮三杯茶的事。
I want to share with you the story of the three cups of tea.
那个村长对他讲了关于茶的两件事情。
There's two things about tea.
那个村长说，假如我请你喝第一杯茶。
He said, if I ask you to take the first cup of tea,
因为你是一个陌生人,
because you're a stranger,
我应该要交代一个陌生的人，所以我给你一杯茶。
To receive this stranger, I'll give you the first cup of tea.
他说，假如我再给你第二杯茶的时候,
but if I give you the second cup,
你就不是一个陌生人了，你是我的朋友。
You're no longer a stranger, you are my friend.
因为你是我的朋友，所以我给你二杯茶。
Because you are my friend, I gave you a second cup.
他说，假如我给你第三杯茶的时候，
but if I give you a third cup,
我就看你不单是我的朋友。
So you're no longer my friend.
你就是成为我们村里面的一份子，是我们的家人了。
You become part of this village, you are a family member.
那个村长也对他说，你知不知道我这个喝茶的意思是什么呢？
So do you know about this habit of drinking tea?
他说我们喝茶不是因为我们很累了要喝一点点水，不是这个意思。
We drink tea not because I'm tired, I need some water.
他说我们喝茶的意思就是我们一同来交通，一同来相交。
When we drink tea, it's a time for us to talk, to communicate.
我们彼此一同来认识。
We try to know each other.
我们一同来关心大家。
Care for one another.
一起来接纳大家。
And also accept one another.
那个村长说，你们做事情常常是用这个办事的 project 那样来看我们。
You always talk about doing the project for us.
可是我们这里不是这样做事情的。
But this is not how we do things here.
我们这里好像是 喝茶一样的，就是彼此的关怀，彼此的了解，来慢慢地把这个事情做起来。
Just like drinking tea, we're trying to understand each other and we're trying to build things together.
我看这个村长讲的三杯茶对我们都有一点的启迪。
I think there's some things we can learn from these three cups of tea.
我看我不知道你来了是三年还是三十年。
I'm not sure how long you've been here, 3 years or 30 years.
好像感觉是你来了一年，第一年的时候你还是一个陌生人，你就来了这里，就是只是星期日的下午来一来就走了，就是这样来了一年了。
Maybe just the first year you came here like a stranger, you just come on Sunday and then you leave.
可能你已经来了第二年了，你现在有一点点觉得其他人都是我的朋友都不错。
Maybe this is your second year. You say, I know some friends, they are not too bad.
可是今天我邀请你喝第三杯茶。
But today I'll invite you to drink the third cup of tea.
我愿意每一回国语堂的弟兄姊妹们都喝第三杯茶。
I invite all the Mandarin members to take this third cup of tea.
因为你们已经不是陌生人，不是单单是朋友。
You're no longer strangers, not only friends.
在这里，你们已经成为城北华基国语堂的一份子，整个华基的一份子。
You are part of this ASAM family.
让我们在这里高兴快乐，感谢天父，我们已经是一家人了。
We rejoice and give thanks to the Lord because we are one family.
当我们讲到喝茶的时候，
When we talk about drinking tea,
我们要思想怎么样看这个教会。
I'd like to see how we look at this church.
有很多人评估一个教会是好不好，他是这样看的。
Many people, when they look at the church, they look at it this way.
Yeah, 他们常常说，这个教会有什么做什么大的事情啊，事工啊。他们看教会成功不成功，就是这样看这个。
The way they look whether the church is successful or not, is say, well, how many projects have they done?
我觉得我们看教会不应当看有没有成功这个。
This is not how we look at the church successful or not.
我们应该看教会里面有没有真正的爱，有没有真正的牺牲在这个教会里面。
We need to look at church whether they are truly love and sacrifice here.
我们有三十年的时光。
In the last 30 years,
因为有很多很多人，包括你们很多的人，
there are so many of you, including you here.
他们摆上了自己的生命。
They really have sacrificed themselves.
摆上了很多很多。
They sacrificed many, many things.
让我们今天可以在有这个地方，有这么好的同工们一同来侍奉。
So today we can serve one another in this beautiful place.
我们感谢很多的弟兄姊妹们，你们所摆上的。
I thank so many of you, you have put up a lot of things.
所以我们中间也有一些摆上了很多的，他们现在已经不在我们这里，也回到天家。
There are some who is no longer with us, they're already with the Lord.
不过我们的心还是怀念他们，还是感谢他们的一切。
We still remember them and thank them for everything.
今天我们有感谢主，因为我们有今天是 完全是神的恩典。
We thank the Lord because of what he has done for us.
所以我想跟大家一同来，今天来一同来感谢主，能明白上帝给我们的恩典。以前是怎么样，将来也会是怎么样。
Let us give thanks to the Lord and think through this journey of grace, what He has done for us in the past, He will do in the future.
这三十年来，我们就是学做四件的事情。
In the 30 years, we learn four things.
啊，这是神透过圣经让我们知道，教会就是做这四个事情。
Through the Scripture, the Lord taught us the church should do these four things.
那么神就吩咐我们要你们要做。让每一会的信徒都能够经历这侍从的恩典。
This is what God's commanded to us to do. If you do it, you can experience this fourfold of grace.
就是每一会信徒都能够经历这侍从恩典。
Every Christian will experience grace in the four ways.
那么这侍从恩典是什么呢
？What are the four ways？
我的英文呢，我叫做 come, grow, sow, and go。
Come, grow, sow, and go.
那么这个恩典是什么呢
？What are those grace？
城北要做的那四件事情，现在是什么？以前是怎么样？后来要怎么样呢
？What are the four things that we've done in the past and will continue to do in the future？
在这里，我们做第一件事就是帮助每一会都能够认识独一的真神。
The first thing is we'll help each other to know the only true God.
你来了这个教会之后，你有没有认识的独一的真神是谁呢
？Have you known this only true God since you joined the church？
假如你说我有，我明白了，那么神的恩典已经临到你了。
If you say yes, I have understand, so God's grace is already with you.
什么叫做认识独一的真神呢
？What does that mean to know the true God？
请大家一同。来读约翰一书第二章三到五节。
Let's see First John chapter 2:3-5.
我们用一个声音同心来读。
Let's read together.
来，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎了，真理也不在他心里了。凡遵守主道的。爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。约翰一书二章三到五节。什么叫做认识独一的真神呢
？What does that mean to know the only true God？
圣经说不单单是说哦，我知道谁是耶稣，我信耶稣。
So it's not only say, so not only say I know who's Jesus, I believe in him.
上帝说，假如一个人真正的认识独一的真神，他是遵守神的诫命的。
But if you truly know him, you will keep his commandments.
啊，你就是真正的认识他的。
If you know him, you know his commandments.
什么是上帝的诫命呢？
What are God's commandments?
基本上这个诫命就是我们大家都听过的十诫。
You heard about the Ten Commandments.
啊，也是耶稣基督他讲的在登山宝训里面所讲的八福跟其他的教训。
And you have learned about the Beatitudes that Jesus taught.
那么那个诫命是什么呢
？What are those commandments?
有人说这个诫命是很难守的。
Many people say it's so difficult to keep.
可是确实这个诫命就是上帝他自己的道德的性格。
Actually, these commandments are God's true characters.
The moral character of God.
These are the moral characters of God.
啊，上帝的道德性，性情呢，就是放在这个诫命里面，所以他的这个诫命确实就是说他是怎么样的一个的神。
So when we look at the Ten Commandments, we know the true moral characters of God.
上帝就是说，你要好像我一样有这一种的性格。
So God said, you need to be like me to have these types of characters.
可是没有人可以真的这样守这个诫命的。
It is very difficult to keep all these commandments.
啊，假如这个人认识了耶稣基督之后。
But if you know God,
这个的诫命就从一个个命令变回一个的。
These commandments will turn from a command to promises.
因为神的灵在我们的心里面，我们就很自然的、很欢喜的活出这个诫命。
Because the Spirit of God is in us, and we're so thankful, we happily live out these commandments.
神的诫命就不是难守，那成为我们的应许，就是我们可以。接受它能够活出来了。
These commandments are no longer difficult. It becomes promises that we accept Him and we have these promises.
上帝说，假如这个人能够认识神，能够遵守他的诫命，神的爱就是真在他的心里面了。
The Bible says, if you know me and you obey my commandment, God's love is truly made complete in you.
请问我们在座的，我们已认识耶稣基督的弟兄姊妹们。
Those who you know, have you accepted Christ?
你有没有这个经历神的爱在你里面，因为你遵守他的诫命呢？
Have you experienced this love in God because you have kept His commandments?
认识神是我们教会里面 communication department, 就是传道部他的主要的工作。
To communicate God is the work of the communication department.
也是我们的敬拜部 celebration, 一同来做的。
And also work together with the celebration department.
我们就是一同来同工能同工同心合意，能够叫其他人欢迎人来到这里听福音，认识独一的真神。
So we work together to welcome people here and to know the true God.
那么的行动就是听了道之后，明白之后，信了耶稣之后，我们就接受这个敬礼。
So the action is once you know about Him and you should get baptized.
我们就加入这个教会大家庭，成为他的成为教会的会员。
And join the church family to become a member.
我们一同来学怎么样活出神的生命。
We learn to live out the life of God.
这个是第一个恩典，这个教会三十年来能够给我们的。
This is the first one, the grace that what God has given us.
因为这一切是来自上帝。
All this is coming from God.
请问你认识了独一的真神，真正的认识他没有呢？
Have you truly known this only true God?
第三十年来，第二件事情神要我们做的，就是透过教会的工作，让弟兄姊妹们得着真的自由。
The second thing through this last 30 years is we will find freedom through the work of the church.
什么叫做得着真的自由？什么自由呢？
What type of freedom?
请我们一同来读加拉太书第五章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 5.
来，我们一同来读，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再步奴仆的察迹。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。总要用爱心互相的服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。加拉太书第五章第一到十三到十四节。当我们信了耶稣之后，神给我们什么的恩典呢？认识独一真神之后，他就帮助我们得着真的自由。
Once we have accepted Christ, the grace that God gives us is to find the true freedom.
是什么自由呢？
What types of freedom?
第一个自由他给我们的就是我们不需要再犯罪的自由。
The first freedom is the freedom from sin, freedom from depravity.
我们不需要再犯罪，我们不喜欢再犯罪，我们不喜欢再说谎话了。
We no longer want to sin. We don't like to say, tell lies.
因为他已经给我们这个自由，不需要这样做了。
Because we have this freedom, we no longer need to do that.
不单单是这样。
Not only that.
还有第二个自由。
The second one.
就是我不再需要强逼其他人一定要听我的意见，这一种的自由。
There's a freedom from demands. I no longer need to demand other people to listen to me.
因为以前我们就是你不听我的意见呢，我的这种看法，你不喜欢吗？我就不喜欢你。
So in the past, if you say, if you don't like my opinion, if you don't follow me, I don't like you.
所以我不喜欢你，我就批评你，我就论断你。
If I don't like you, I'll criticize you.
可耶稣基督给我们一个新的自由。
But God has given us this new freedom.
只是我们会尊重其他人的意见。
So we respect each other's opinion.
我们能彼此的一同的存在，一同的生存，高兴快乐。
We live together happily together.
因为上帝给我们这一种的自由。
Because God has given us this freedom.
你有没有这一种的自由呢？
Do you have such kind of freedom?
还有上帝给我们第三种的自由。
And there's a third kind of freedom.
这个三种的自由就是叫我们从今以后再不会让我们的情绪来控制我们的自由。
This freedom is from deliverance of the emotion that controlled us.
我们每一个人多多少少都有一点点的受了创伤啊，很多的情绪的问题的。
For most of us, we have all experienced some types of hurts.
在我们生命里面有三件事情是很难应付的。
The three things in our life is very difficult.
第一样就是我们忘不了的一个的伤感的情感。
So the first thing is about unforgettable grief.
不能够忘记的一种的伤感在心里面。
I just cannot forget that.
耶稣说，我给你自由，你这种忘不了的伤感，我帮助你。我给你释放你。
And Jesus said, though you have this unforgettable grief, because of me, you can forget them.
不单单是有一种是忘不了的一种的伤感。
In addition to the unforgettable grief,
还有一种我们摇不得的罪疚。
The second thing is unforgivable guilt.
我们不能够饶恕那个得罪我的人。
I cannot forgive that person who wrong against me.
可能有时是我得罪了你，伤害了你的一生，我也不能够忘饶恕我自己。
And sometimes it's I have wrong against you. I cannot forgive myself.
耶稣说，饶不了的罪疚在我这里，我能够把它除去。
And Jesus said, all this unforgivable guilt, I can forgive them.
不单单是有这个忘不了的问题，饶不了的问题。
There is this unforgettable grief, unforgivable guilt.
最困难的就有一个永远也解不开的死结，谁给的啊？解不开的，永远解不开的结。
And there are some unfixable、
yeah.
grudges.
耶稣说，你不需要再搞这弄这个。让我来代替可以了。
And Jesus said, you don't need to fix them. I can fix them for you.
一切是因为耶稣基督的十字架。
Because all for his cross.
的重点就是因为在十字架里面，我们跟耶稣基督一同是同钉十字架，已经死了。
The key thing is we have died on the cross together with Christ.
我们的旧人就是以前有这个那个，一切这个旧的人已经死了。
The old self is dead.
一个人假如他已经死了，一切的以前的问题呢都没有了，人已经死了吗？
If you're dead, all the old things are also dead.
耶稣说，人旧人是死了，我给你一个新人的认识， you become a new man, a new woman.
Because the old self is dead.
这个新的人，因为是重新来做一切的事情，你就能够有真正的自由。
If you're a new person, you have the true freedom.
无论是不再犯罪的自由，
It's the freedom for not doing sin again.
无论是不再强逼别人要接受我的意见，这一种的自由。
It's the freedom from demanding other people.
第三就是不论是不再让这个情绪这个创伤来捆绑我这个自由。
And the third thing is the freedom from deliverance, no longer bound by the emotions.
这一切都是可以在教会里面藉着耶稣基督能够得着的。
And through Christ, we can all receive.
你说从哪里得着呢？
You say, where did I get this?
上帝让我们知道我们信了主之后，他邀请我们的行动就是叫我们参加团契小组。
For those, if you have already accepted Christ, the next action is to join fellowship and small group.
参加主日学，读圣经，就是学习成长。
Join Sunday school, you study the Bible and learn how to grow.
神说你是一个新造的人，你来参加这个团体。 你同来学习怎么样得着真的自由。
And God said, you're a new person. Let's try to study together to get the true freedom.
请问你来了这个教会，你信了主之后，你享受有没有享受到这个真正的自由呢？
So now you have joined this church. Have you truly enjoyed the true freedom?
你们有参加团契小组啊，来学习成长呢？
Have you joined fellowship, a small group, to learn how to grow together?
有些人对我说，
Some people said, told me,
我就是害怕再一次经历哪一种的创伤。
I'm afraid I may experience the hurt again.
所以我就是不再参加小组，不参加你们的团契。
So that's why I no longer want to join fellowship, a small group.
我就对他说，
So I will tell you,
假如你从不参加，什么也不理。
If you stop joining all these groups,
你是没有办法得着真正的自由的。
There's no way you can experience the true freedom.
你只是自己骗你自己。
You're lying to yourself.
我是一个很爱人的人。
I'm a very loving person.
我从来不参加其他的，就是我自己一个，我是很爱人的人。
I'm a very loving person, but I don't join any other groups.
你从来跟人不来往。 你怎么说你是爱人呢？你爱谁呀？
Who can you love if you're not mixing with any other people?
哦，我是很大方的，我很敢盖的。哦，我什么都没有，没有所谓的，就是我一个。
And you say I'm very generous, but then it's just you yourself.
上帝给我们教会要小组团契。
We have fellowships and small groups.
就是要叫我们勇敢的，现在已经是新造的人了。
This is because we are already a new person.
你重新的学怎么样做一个合神心意的人。
We start all over again to be someone pleasing to God.
这个就是教会，我们叫做栽培部 cultivation department 帮助我们要做的事。
This is what the cultivation department will help us to grow.
第三样，
The third thing,
上帝给我们的恩典在这里，就是找到生命的意义。
The third grace is saying that we can find the true purpose in life.
哎呀， 圣经对我们说， 以弗所书第二章第十节，
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10，
我们原来是他的工作， 在基督耶稣里造成的， 为要叫我们行善， 就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
很多人以为信了耶稣， 就是信了耶稣了， 上天堂了。
Some people say, I have accepted Christ, so I will go to heaven.
从来没有想过，原来信耶稣可以找到生命的意义的。
Do you know that once you accepted Christ, you can find a true meaning in life?
哎呀，这个就是神透过教会给你给我的祝福啊。
This is through the church, God has given us this grace.
原来很早很早在，很早以前，神已经预备了一个工作给你，给我们每一个人去做的。
Since eternity, God has already prepared something for each one of us to do.
可是我们的一生都不知道，原来有这个计划在里面。
Unfortunately, some of us will never know there's such a purpose.
现在我们信了耶稣之后，我们知道原来是这样的。
And now after we accepted Christ, we say, oh, now we know.
那么神就使用教会帮助每一个弟兄姊妹明白神怎么样的塑造每一个人。
Through the church, God has helped us to see how God has created each one of us.
你知道吗? 我跟你不同，你也跟我不同。
I'm different from you, you're different from me.
我们有不同的属灵的恩赐。
We have different spiritual gifts.
我们每一个人的心呢，有我们的心愿，我的心愿跟你的心愿也不一样。
We have different desires.
我们有不同的能力才干。
We have different abilities, talents.
我们的性情啊， personality 也不同。
We have different personalities.
我们的经历也不同。
Our experiences are different.
可是上帝可以用你这个属灵的恩赐， 心中所喜欢做的事情等等呢， 能够透过这个， 就是让我们明白自己， 而能明白神给我们生命的意义。
So through the talents, through our desires, God can help us understand ourselves and also to understand His will for us.
这个就是教会， 这个 Caring Department 关怀部要做的事情。
This is what the Caring Department can help us.
我们花了很多年来对弟兄姐妹们解释。
We have spent a few years to explain to brothers and sisters.
关怀部不是单单关怀有需要的病的人呢，有困难的人。
So the caring department is not just caring for the poor and the sick.
关怀的意思从圣经来看，就是帮助每一个人都可以找到生命的意义。去关怀做其他的事情。
So the caring department is to help us, each one of us, to find our purpose in life and to care for another person.
在这里，在国语堂里面，你们有没有找到一个有新的一个的经历，就是明白，现在明白上帝为什么让你活在这个世界呢？
It's right here in the Mandarin congregation. Have you find out why God put you here? Because there's a specific purpose.
我是透过参加教会信了耶稣之后，我才明白我自己要做什么。
Is it through accepting Christ and joining the church, I finally find out what's my purpose in life?
那么有什么可以行动能够帮助我们找到生命的意义呢？
What are some of the actions that can help us?
我们的参加教会有这个享旅的生命班。
We have different classes in our church.
101, 2013, 2014, 2015 等等。
That's the 101, 201, 301 classes.
我们英文叫做 soul. I become a sower now.
So now in English we say we sow.
I sow. Sow 就是撒种的人。
Sow is to now sow the seeds.
因为我找到生命的意义了，我现在成为一个撒种的人。
Because I find a purpose in life, I can sow the seeds.
我以前的不是撒种的，我以前就是什么我都自己来吃吃吃自己吃，我从来没有撒出去的。
In the past, I kept everything for myself. I never go out and sow.
这个就是教会。上帝透过教会给我们的第三重的恩典。
This is the third grace that God has told us through the church.
那么最后教会给了我们什么？
The last thing, what is the fourth thing to learn?
就是让我们明白什么叫做贡献跟赐恩福。
The things is to learn how we can make a difference and to be a blessing to others.
我们的生命信了耶稣之后，我们有贡献是恩典，不单单是恩典给这里的弟兄姊妹们，也是吃恩典比这个血去吃恩典比这个世界。
After we accepted Christ, we will make a difference to bless not just this community, but to bless the nations.
圣经叫这个叫做结果子。
This is now to bear fruits.
我们一同来读这段圣经。
Let's read John 15.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就，你们就多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。这就是我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们的心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。约翰福音15:7-8的11节，结果子就是我们每一个在这里可以做的。
So all of us here, all we can all do is to bear fruits.
怎么样结果子呢？
How to bear fruits?
我们一同来建造一个 dream team, 我们梦寐的团队。
Let's build and join a dream team.
这是找弟兄姊妹们一同来，我们一同来做这个事情好不好？好，我们一同来做这个好不好？就是一样，教会就兴起来了。
Let's get some brothers and sisters together and say, should we do this? And we say, good. And find other people to do this and say, good. And we'll bless other people.
我刚刚星期五，我跟11会的弟兄姊妹们去了东欧。
I just returned Friday because I went to East Europe with the 11 people.
我认识他们，可是没有跟他们一同同工过。
I of course know them, but I haven't co-worked with them together.
可是当我们一同去东欧做这个和平复印的工作的时候，我发觉这个真是一个 dream team, 真是一个梦寐的团队。
But when we do short-term together, mission together, I find that this is indeed a dream team.
我们到东欧那个 Romania, 罗马尼亚这个地方看看那里有的罗姆人，就是 Gypsy, 这个吉普赛人。
So we went to Romania to work with the Romans, which are the Gypsies.
我们看看他们的需要，那看很困苦，没有福音，没有不受人的尊重，很苦的一群的人。
We're trying to understand them. They're in such a poor condition. They don't have the gospel and they don't have any hope.
我们又去到从罗马尼亚，我们去了匈牙利。
And also from Romania, we moved to Hungary.
在匈牙利那个
叫做 Budapest 那个地方，哇，那里有很多中国人。
In Budapest, I find there are many Chinese.
原来那个地方就是我们中国人呢、啊，在你做买卖的中心，在东欧的中心。
So that's actually a center where they do trade together.
我们看见那个东欧的地方有1200万 ，12 million 的 Gypsy 在那个地方住。
So there are 12 million Gypsy in East Europe.
都是被人看低的。
They have been despised.
我们通常看这个 Gypsy 就是扒手啊，偷你偷东西啊，就是这一类的人。
Whenever we think about the Gypsy, we thought of them as the shoplifters. They're stealing things from people.
可是他们是非常的可怜的。
But indeed, in a poor, poor condition.
我们去了之后，我们心里面有感动。
So after we came back, we just feel so moved.
因为我们的眼睛真正的看见上帝说，你回去告诉城北的人。
Our eyes are open because God has talked to us to say, when you go back, tell the Irish Three Sea people.
把你们的生命贡献给这个1200万没有听过福音的人。
Dedicate your life to these 12 billion people who have never heard the gospel.
我不知道怎么样做。
I don't know what to do.
不过我就已经知道，我会跟大家一同来思想祷告。我们应当怎么样做
？But then I'm willing. We'll say we'll pray together to find out how what we will do.
上帝给了你跟我四个恩典。
Four blessings, four graces God has given us.
是在这个教会里面的。
Is in this church.
就是认识独一的真神。
To know God.
得着真的自由。
Find freedom.
找到生命的意义。
Find discover purpose in life.
有贡献，是恩福。
And make a difference and bless
others. 你有没有经历过这一切呢
？Have you experienced this?
假如你说我从来不知道教会是做这四件事情的
，If you have never understood God, this church is doing these things.
因为从来你有没有对我说过
？Nobody told me before.
那么请你原谅我们
，And I ask for your forgiveness.
我们真的做得不够好
，Perhaps we haven't done well.
我们要重新的再做得更好
，We need to start all over.
假如你说我知道
，If you say I know about it,
可是我没有参与。
But I have not participated.
那么假如是这样的话
If that's the case,
今天我就请你喝第三杯茶
I invite you to drink this third cup of tea.
跟我们一同来重新来把你的生命带进这个恩典的路里面
So we start over again. Let your life walk this journey of grace.
因为这个是神的旨意叫我们一同来领受这四重的恩典的。
Because this is God's grace for us to accept His grace.
那么最后快的，30年之后有什么其他的奇妙恩典再来啊
？What are the things we have beyond 30 years?
我们希望以后做这五件事情。
We like to do 5 things.
是整个教会一同来做的。
This is the church we do together.
第一就是我们要学习建造门徒。
The first is to go and disciples.
以后我们不是单单叫人，当然信耶稣，信了耶稣就 OK 了。
Not just to say you need to accept, believe in Jesus.
我们帮助他们成为耶稣基督的门徒。
We help them to become a disciple.
有喜乐
，full of joy.
有彼此的联络
，and then have relationship with each other.
也有贡献的
，and also
这个就是叫做门徒。
This is the name of disciple.
第二，我们就又继续的广传福音。
The second is to continue our mission.
我们帮助他人回转归回神。
We help people to return to God.
第三，就是我们继续的这个和平福音的计划。
Third is continue the peace plan.
第四个，我们就有一个新的感动。
The fourth, we have a new desire.
我们的希望，我们国语堂跟广东堂跟英文堂能够成为一个的，能够带来一个的运动，一个叫做 movement.
I pray that the Mandarin, the Cantonese, English, we all work together to have a movement.
这个就是福音被征的一个的运动。
This is an exponential movement for the gospel.
那么怎么样做呢
？How to do that?
我们是透过借着一个新的科技来做成这个事情。
We can try to do it through new technologies.
那你说陈博士，你是说什么科技
？What are those technologies?
那我对科技一点也不懂。
I'm a little bit ignorant about technology.
可是我知道一个的一起来做事情这一种的 movement 呢。 很多时候要透过这个科技 来成就的。
But I know that in order to create a movement, we need to have some technology to help us.
因为现在你们国语堂跟广东堂，你们的一个小组跟你的小组，大家不知道大家说做什么。
Because right now, the Mandarin congregation may not know what the Cantonese is doing, and even between cell groups, they don't know each other.
就是其他人的需要，神有什么感动，只有你知道，其他人不知道，因为没有机会跟你讲嘛。
Because what are your needs that we don't know, because nobody shared.
透过新的科技，我们可以大家都一同来通宵时，我们可以知道神在做什么，有什么需要，一同来祷告，一同来有行动。
So through new technologies, we can communicate with each other, and we can work together to create a movement.
所以透过这个科技，不单单的联络啊，国语堂自己的会众，也跟其他的会众、其他的教会一同来，希望能够变成一个 movement.
So this new technology is not just to communicate with other congregation, but to create a movement.
我的心是希望有一天能够透过这个 movement 这个运动，能够看见一个大的复兴、复兴 revival 能够来到成为教会。
My desire is that through this movement together, we'll see revival in this church.
啊，那么最后一样就是希望在跟着的几年，我们能够建立一个我们叫做设立一个门徒领袖。训练的中心。
Fifth one, we would like to establish a disciple training center.
在这个训练中心里面，我们不单单装备了教会。
So this center is not just to prepare the church.
做差传的训练。
There's pastoral and missional.
有一个新的，我们希望能够做的。
There's a new thing we'd like to do.
就是职场基督徒领袖的一种的训练。
As the marketplace leaders.
弟兄姊妹们，你是做生意的。
So people, brothers, sisters, you may be doing business.
那么做生意的，作为一个基督徒，怎么样做生意呢？
How would the Christians do business?
有很多的道德啊，这个一切的，我们是怎么样看呢？
There are so many ethical questions. How do we face those?
其他很多人已经做过生意，基督徒做过生意，也是成为成功的做生意的人。
There are many successful Christian businessmen.
他们可以帮助我们。教我们是怎么样做的。
They can help us what to do.
我鼓励大家在政府里面工作。
Some of you work for the government.
那么在政府里面，我们怎么样影响这个政府呢？
How to influence and impact the government?
我们怎么样跟在政府里面，我们怎么样找到基督徒能够一同来同心合意来工作呢？
How do we find Christians together to work together?
有很多人在政府里面工作，已经是试过，他们知道怎么样做。
There are many who work for the government already knew what to do.
他能够教我们帮助我们怎么样做。
And they can help us to start that.
能够帮助我们能够成为一个真正的主的门徒。
So they can help us to be true disciples of Christ.
这个就是三十年后我们希望能够做的。
These are the grace beyond 30.
你愿不愿意相信神的祝福，奇妙的恩典？你相不相信不会停在今天三十年，也可以继续呢？
Do you believe that these graces would not just stop at 30, but will continue?
我们一同来读最后一段的圣经。
Let's read the last Bible verse together.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。人非有信，就不能够得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。希伯来书十一章一到六节。我们可以有两种的眼睛来看前面的路。
There are two kinds of eyes to see the things ahead.
一种是用信心的眼睛去看。
The first one is the eyes of faith.
用信心的眼睛去看，就能够看见神的应许。
The eyes of faith can see God's promises.
而且能够启动不可能的事。
And also can do the impossible things.
可是假如我们用恐惧的眼睛来看事。
But if we see things with the eyes of fear,
我们只看到不可能重重的困难。
We only see hardships and problems.
我们会灰心失意。
We'll be disappointed.
我们怀疑神。
And we doubt God.
我们埋怨神。
We blame God.
你愿意成为一个用信心的眼睛看前面的人呢，还是用着恐惧的眼睛看以后的路的人呢？
Are you willing to be someone to see the future with eyes of faith or eyes of fear?
我愿意跟你一同来走这个三十年之后恩典的路。
I'd like to walk with you this journey of grace together.
我们一同来看见神迹奇事在国语堂在这个教会里面不断的出现。
We can witness God continue to bless us with wonderful miracles and great things.
因为神愿意赐福给有信心相信他的教会。
Because God is willing to bless those who believe in Him.
让我们感谢上帝，我们惊奇为什么他这样的爱我们。
Let us thank Him and be amazed why He loved us.
我们这基本就是不要忘记耶稣基督他对我们的爱是不改变。
Basically, we need to know the love of Christ will never change.
让我们常常的有这个感恩惊奇的心。
Let's all always have this thankful heart and this amazing heart.
那么神就会带我们在这个恩典的路向前走。
And God will continue to lead us to walk this journey of grace.
愿主祝福国语堂的众会的弟兄姐妹们跟朋友们。
May God bless the brothers and sisters and friends of the Mandarin congregation.
国语堂是有福的一团的弟兄姐妹们。
This is a very blessed congregation.
你们的爱主的心，你们愿意，神是知道的。
You love God and God knows it.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你在我们中间已经做了奇妙的工作。30年来，你已经让我们经历这四重的恩典，让我们能够认识你，得着真的自由，找到生命的意义，而且，那么我们要有贡献的去恩福给其他的人。你帮助我们欢喜快乐的彼此的相爱，同心合意的相信你在走前面的路。我们谢谢你对我们那个奇妙的爱，听我们的感恩的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名而求。
阿门。
阿门。感谢主。